producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the portion of the program where I lose control and turn it over to Roberta Fasanelli and Dr. Joy Brown, who are here with me on
the air. Did you ever have control?
I think from time to time,
okay,
I feign control. McFadden would be happy to...
Control.
Well, McFadden happy to tell you that he has the... Because he's in the studio, the main studio in Washington, and we're all in our separate studios around the country, that he has ultimate control, and it's his whim that we must... satisfy.
The word ventriloquist has come up several times in conversation. I didn't know exactly what it referred to.
All right, so here's a reference. I'm going to ask the ladies, remember the movie or the song, The Boys Are Back, The Boys Are Back? I was trying to come up with something for the ladies. The girls are back, but it doesn't...
Girls just want to have fun.
All right, but do you mind being referred to as a girl? You don't want to be referred to. You're a mature woman. Why don't you don't want to be called...
Well,
a girl,
I don't think she wants to be called a mature woman either.
Well, mature, I mean...
As long as nobody uses the B word, I'm okay.
All right, what about you, Roberta?
Well, you can use the B word with her.
Roberta?
With me? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I'll just counter with something
right,
much
she
worse.
Much
right.
worse. Okay. Oh, yeah. So, Lady M...
As long as you call me Dr. Girl, it's
yeah.
okay.
Lady M wants to know something that you both can reflect on with me. She says, it's interesting how I refer to... I call her Carly Fiorina. I don't usually use an attribution, and I refer to Trump as Trump or the Donald or something. But then I call Mrs. Clinton, Mrs. Clinton. I don't usually refer to her as Hillary. I usually refer to her as Mrs. Clinton, but I don't say Mrs. Fiorina, and I don't say Mr. Trump, but I do say Dr. Carson. I refer to Rubio, to Marco, to Rubio or to Cruz. I usually use their last name and that's it. So the question is, why is that? Why do I refer to Mrs. Clinton and not Mrs. Fiorina? It's probably really her question. And I don't know. I have great regard. I probably have more regard for Mrs. Fiorina in terms of how she's coming across, wishing her well, wanting her to do well because she's speaking about the issues that are important to me, whereas Mrs. Clinton is sort of a brand. Everybody knows.
No, I don't think that. I think you're aware of her husband in one case and not aware of her husband in the other case. And if you're aware of a husband, then being Mrs. sort of falls naturally. If you're not, then you tend to use first or last name or whatever. I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with politics or even necessarily respect.
Yeah. Okay. That's an interesting way of...
Yeah, you're just distinguishing between the two Clintons.
All right.
It's the same with Jeb Bush, if he ever did anything that made us want to talk about him.
Right.
you'd probably refer to him as Jeb.
I would.
Because there have been several other Bushes.
Right, because everybody knows who Jeb is at this point. Just like everybody knows who Hillary is.
You just call him Idiot 1, Idiot 2, Idiot 3.
No, that's not fair, everybody. Well,
part
be
of it is,
pejorative.
As everybody's pointing out, it's context, that we know the Clintons in a certain context.
Right.
So she becomes either Hillary or Mrs.
Hmm.
Carly, we barely know, and so we might call her anti-Trump, for example, as the context. Yeah, so I don't think necessarily. In fact, people, I either make people refer to me as Joy or Doctor, or I will not do Mrs. Because that my marital status is irrelevant. If you want to refer to me as something, Doctor, I earned. Joy is my name, but if you want to use the last name, it's Ms.
Well, was Brown your married name?
Yeah.
When you were married?
Yeah, it's been mine forever.
Huh.
I've been Brown so much longer than
I don't know you as anybody. I've known you for, how long have I known you, 30 years?
25.
I don't know you as anybody but Joy Brown.
Nobody does. It's on all my degrees.
Right.
I married when I was 19.
Oof. And divorced
at
what age?
Please. I was married for about 14 years.
Yeah.
So 30s.
And then never tried it again.
No, lived with people, but never decided to marry again, thus far.
Here you go, Roberta.
Probably wouldn't.
Nah. All right, let's not go down there. We're going down. Yeah, we're
Doug,
going
watch
down
out,
a dark
watch
and lonely
out about
street.
Calling the brown black.
Yeah. All right. Here's the Law and Order story of the day. And it does not have anything to do with Lamar Odom. It has to do with something else going on in Nevada, however. And I'm looking for some clarity and some insight and, I guess, some reasoning here, because I've heard this sort of off and on all week, or actually all month, or maybe even since this fantasy sports site went into operation. Now the state of Nevada has ordered the daily fantasy sports site to shut down, Richie. The decision came amid a growing backlash by regulators who contend that these sites, I guess what, FanDuel is one of them, and DraftKings, ought to be regarded as gambling rather than games of skill. Who's tried to play these games? Anybody here? No.
No.
Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer try? How does she do?
Jennifer does that.
She's gone to Europe,
so I guess she's doing okay.
But she didn't.
Mm-hmm. Either that or she's escaping federal prosecution, one or the other.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know you are. Okay. I want to do something we haven't done for a long time on this program. I want to go to the... We are early mornings on KMMS in Bozeman, Montana. And the fellow who follows us there is Chris Griffin, who is doing the morning program right now, and he's on the air. And
I am on the air, Doug.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. You know, it is very weird trying to continue on with the morning process here and listening to you and Q in my headphones. I haven't done that in a very long time.
It's good practice for you. Very good practice for you.
Doug, you and I come from the same school. I may be the last generation that knows what a splicing block and quarter-inch splice tape is.
Oh, my God.
God love you.
What about the yellow?
I know what that is.
The yellow crayon and all that stuff that we used to
use. Exactly.
Yeah. Splicing tape, yep.
Yep. All right. The reason that Chris is here, because earlier this morning when I was on KMMS, I was talking about this bear that there was a picture on the KMMS website of the bear sort of walking up to the school, and then we have at DougStefan.com the story with the bear actually in the school.
Yeah,
so,
in that same post, there's an actual video. We don't have the one that's gone viral on Facebook, but we do have the one that was shot by someone senior at Senior List and posted on their Twitter feed.
So this is not, though, you sent me a note and you suggested that there is a lot to be seen in this department now that the weather's getting cold. This is not anything that's unusual for Bozeman. Is that right?
You know what? I've only been here just under 3 years now, and there have been more bears this season in my previous two winters or falls coming into this.
Mm-hmm.
But because there's a very low berry growth at higher elevations, the dominant bears are eating all the berries. Because as I spoke with a woman from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. And she explained, Andrea Jones, who is the public information officer there, explained that the bears that go through this annual cycle, it's called hyperphagia. It's a seasonal cycle through that they seek to load on calories to gain fat very quickly.
Right.
And because there is not that much food at higher elevations, the dominant bears force the female bears and their cubs to lower elevations, and they follow the flow of water, which is leading them down into Bozeman. And this bear that ended up in the school, because there's a creek that runs right behind the school by the football field, which, as I heard you incorrectly say, that they believe that it came in through an open garage door and wandered through the courtyard and found its way into the building.
And it came for lunch. It needs to have some lunch.
Well, it's just looking for food.
Right.
There's a kitchen in the high school.
Let me get this straight. The men are forcing the women and the children to go elsewhere while they help themselves to what's close by. That sounds like pretty much what you said, right?
That is exactly true. That is what I was told, because I'm no bear expert, but Andrea Jones, who is the public information officer for Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, explained this to me at length. But this is part of their natural cycle, and the dominant bears will eat the food and force the women and cubs away, and they're coming into town. And
right.
I haven't heard this many bear stories. I mean, earlier this week, I mean, this was the most recent one with a bear inside the high school. There was a bear on the Montana State University campus that was... wandering around.
Are these bears dangerous? How dangerous? I mean, there are some people having fun with this, but I'm wondering if there's any danger attached to it.
Well, Andrea Jones, the public information officer, regarding the bear inside the school, bears are curious. Mm-hmm. They are wild animals. And once they realize they're in a place they're not supposed to be, she complimented everybody on the staff of the Bozeman High School for doing exactly what they were supposed to do. Put the kids in the classrooms, close the doors.
Use your head. Yep.
So, right, on the evening news, do they have, like, when bears attack Bozeman, Montana?
No.
You're not trying to scare everybody to run to the hills?
No, it has. No. Nobody has done that because it's happening all across the state.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I have one final way of addressing this. You know, we have Dr. Joy Brown with us on the program with Regulators. She's here today. I thought we ought to have her do a psychological profile of Papa Bear, who is pushing Mama Bear and the baby bears away from wherever the easy food supply is. Do you have some analysis here, Joy?
Oh, please, Joy.
They've used human males as their role models.
That's why we call men bears.
That was such a setup.
It was a setup. Sorry. That's why I thought I'd go to you. It was easy.
Thank you. Yeah, it was right out of the ballpark. Yeah. Just me as the Mets.
Right. All right, Chris, this is a good story. Thank you. I appreciate your doing this for the first time. Help yourself anytime. Maybe we should share more stories here because this is kind of fun.
No, absolutely, because we have another 2 weeks before the hyperphagia phase of the bears end, and we're expecting more bear sightings, maybe not in the high school.
If one walks into the studio, go ahead and call us up. We'll put them on the air.
Good idea.
Doug and crew, thank you very much.
You're
welcome. Appreciate your time.
Chris, good to have you on with us. Thank you. Chris Griffin, who is the morning guy after Doug Steffen at KMMS in Bozeman, Montana. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Righty-hoo. This beat's working in the circus.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called Non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
She's the queen of cheese, the diva of toaster type. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
All right, let's get to our dumpster diver, the extraordinary Roberta Fasanelli, with today's deals on the Queen of Cheap Box.
Well, if you want free coffee, and you know, of course, that coffee is proof that God truly does love us.
Superbeat's much better for you.
coffee. 7-Eleven has been giving away free coffee all week. You can still catch it today, tomorrow, and the next day through the weekend. Now, to get this free coffee, you download the 7-Eleven app, sign in, go in, and you can get a free coffee every day. So just think about it. Give it to all your friends. You all go in. You can have one big party with free coffees at 7-Eleven. Now, if you love to read, here's a deal on Kindle books. How about, like, free? Like, you don't have to pay a penny for them. And remember, you don't need a Kindle to read Kindle books, people. You just download the Kindle app either on your smartphone or your iPad or your computer, whatever, and you can just download these Kindle books absolutely free. And what they've got right now, they've got a great children's book. They've got a favorite cake mix recipes book. They got this one, I don't understand, Crochet for Babies. I never thought that babies could crochet, but they have a book called Crochet for Babies.
I think that'd be good for the brain to train them to do that sort of
thing. And a guide for Halloween recipes and crafts, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and the Mediterranean Diet, they got that book up there too. So absolutely free at Kindle. So check out all the deals at the Sweet and Cheap Better Living Center.
Dinner's concert coming up here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed that Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'll keep working my way back to you. All right, so on Good Day 23 after the hour, I thought we would celebrate an event that Meredith and I experienced the other night. The Spinners were in Boston. I've never seen them before, although I've always been a big fan of the Philadelphia sound that they project and have for 40 years. They still, Richie, have two original members.
I just got to look that up.
They're actually three, because the guy who's their director, the band director, and one of the musical instruments he plays, he was recounting when they all had afros.
I'm looking at a picture of them with all afros.
And man, I'll tell you something.
The Philly soul is, it rivals Motown.
Yeah, it really does. The OJs, another example of that. Mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers. But what we experienced, because we sat, it was an intimate arrangement, at least on the floor. It was not up in the stands. But we were sitting, and you get the energy from these guys. They just went for an hour and 40 some odd minutes, non-stop, one after the other after the other, and they engage the audience. But if you have a love of the music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, or you just remember the Spinners, you don't remember Meredith kept saying, I don't remember them, I didn't know this was their song, or I didn't remember this. I mean, they had 14 number one songs over the history of their career, and they're now entertaining a lot of these more. They're out every night. They're in these smaller venues where there's, you know, a couple, 2,500 to 3,000 seats, that kind of stuff. Here they are with Dionne Warwick. Tell me how you feel, baby. And their voices, Richie, or I shouldn't say just Richie, Joy, I'm sure you remember. Here's one thing that I remember when Roberta and I went to the Jay and the Americans concert, how much we enjoyed it. I have decided, and maybe this is because I'm where I am, that I want to do a lot more of this stuff. I never used to do this, and Meredith loves to go to these sorts of things. And I think that, Joy, you like to. You're at movies and plays and stuff. You're in New York, and you do that as part of your job. But there's so much to do. There are so many things that have been... I've ignored them for years.
You know, I grew up here in Washington, D.C. Grew up in Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. You guys live in New York and Boston. And I could not imagine living in a city where on any given week there's not some kind of a big... big concert or show going on somewhere.
Why
don't just go to a club and see a mainstream great music? And I mean, as much as I'd love to live in Wilmington, North Carolina, I don't know that I could just go and just get music the way I do here.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
and I think that's what I'm becoming thankful for, Richie. We're going to a concert next Friday night. Ringo Starr is in town with the All Stars.
Oh, nice!
Everybody comes to Boston.
A fun show.
Yeah, they all come to Boston.
I went to Windsor to meet Ringo a couple years ago.
Did you?
I tried to see him here. Yeah, and I got to talk with him for a while. Just the two of us. He's short and adorable.
Yeah, he's very adorable guy.
For therapy about being the fourth Beatle, the kind
we
of
actually talked
Beatle.
About that a little bit.
Yeah,
and because he thought nobody liked him, and I said, Ringo, you're everybody's first choice.
You know,
and he said, why do you think that is? And I said, you're cute and accessible.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Although McCartney's very accessible, too.
And what did he say?
But they treat
he
him
was
really
very
poorly.
Cute. He's very cute.
Yeah,
I think
a lot of times people think, because of what we've been taught to think, that a lot of these people are unapproachable, and they certainly are not. You could see the way, to go back to the Spinners for a second, Rich, you got one more there. The Spinners were so engaged. Oh my God, this is my favorite Spinners song. Thank you. This is from early on. I think this was the late 60s, if I'm not mistaken. I put my FM Douglas hat on when I go back to remembering some of the stuff that I played as a disc jockey. But there's so many good things. And, you know, some of them are wildly expensive and some of them are moderately priced. There are none of them that are cheap anymore.
They are, just not for these guys.
But they deserve what they got out of it. They were performing.
They
were
money.
Superb. 28 after on Good Day.
Eat poop and die is the old school year time, but is it true? This is Dr. Chamberlain. Call Keeping You Healthy Without the Dreaded Copay. Your microbiome is the bugs that live in you and on you. And if it's not healthy, you're not healthy. We in conventional medicine are only beginning to understand the damage we do to your microbiome with our treatments. For example, when you eat antibiotics, the whole neighborhood of your colon changes. Sometimes the bullies take over and you end up with life-threatening diarrhea. The best treatment? Eating someone else's poop, 90% cure rate. In the management of leukemia, the treatment frequently wipes out all the bugs in your colon. Best treatment for this? Autologous fecal transplant. Yep, eating your own poop. This has been so successful that the famed cancer hospital Sloan Kettering has set up a stool bank in the same way they have a blood bank. So the old school year taunt isn't true. If you want to know more about your microbiome and how to keep it healthy, check out my video, Probiotics Feeding a Rainforest. It's on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Special announcement from Lumber Liquidators. Hundreds of styles and inventory are now available at our fourth annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. For a limited time, save as much as 70% or more on designer quality floors with over 400 varieties of beautiful flooring like 3/4 inch solid, prefinished hardwood from an incredible $199. Hot new wood look tile is clearance price from 99 cents. Hand scraped hickory laminate is about half off. Plus, hurry in for additional yard sale deals starting at just 39 cents. And get 24 months special financing. Don't miss the Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Here on the Good Day program with me, I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. I want to spend some time, Kenny, sort of catching up on some of the Facebook comments about the political realities of the week. And perhaps we preface that with a breakdown of the money raised so far. You want to get an upset stomach, listen to this. I'm taking apart certain numbers that have been reported in various places. We have Ben Carson, who is number one at raising money on the Republican side. We have Hillary Clinton, number one at raising money on her side. Ms. Clinton led all the candidates, $29.9 million raised through last week, and after the debate, it's up to $33 million.
I'm sorry, that's not raising money because those are super PACs. Bernie is raising money because he's getting money from actual people who are sending him $30, $35 at a shot.
Money raised is money raised.
Hillary is not raising money.
She, of course, she is.
Carson
she's using
is not
a different
raising
approach.
Money.
Yeah, they use a different approach. We can do semantics.
They're getting money. They're getting money.
Well,
that's
getting
that's
money.
The word.
We,
not
okay, let's
money.
Not
getting
money.
They still
money.
Have to go out and do their song and dance and do a tap dance for
right.
it all.
Yeah.
Which is all anybody does to get their money.
Right. It's all like selling your soul. That's what it is. You're selling out. Whether you're doing it for $20 or $20 million, you're still selling out. That's why the system is so rotten and corrupt and needs to be changed.
You got more of a sellout at $20 million than you do at $20.
No, Roberta, it's the old joke of the guy walks in the bar and says, "Will you sleep with me for $1 million?" And she says, "Yeah." And he says, "Will you sleep with me for $1?" And she says, "What kind of girl do you think I am?" We said, "We already established that. We're just differing about the price."
Right. Yeah. Right. Thank you. Yeah. There you go. All right. Speaking of prices, all right, Kenny, well, before I do, I have something that I want to share that's very, very personal. Before I do that, though, what do we have for comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day Show, about the shenanigans of the politicians this week.
Well, we were talking earlier about Dr. Ben Carson taking some time off to go sell some books.
Ah, right.
And we asked if, you know, is he taking this seriously, or should we take him seriously as a candidate if he's stopping to go sell books and then he'll come back when he's ready? And Greg says it definitely makes me... sure makes me think he's not serious. I think even he is surprised. He's doing as well as he is and knows it can't be sustained, so he's going to leverage the publicity while he can. Plus, the book tour keeps him in the public eye.
I don't agree. I think it can be sustained. I think if you look
at... I think the book tour keeps you in the public eye and helps you deliver your message.
And all of them have done the same thing. Obama released a book as he was running. Mrs. Clinton, every time she runs, there's a new book. I don't know about the other guys on the Republican side.
They didn't take off. They didn't suspend their campaigns.
Yeah,
to go
point
on a book
made.
Tour.
Yeah, point made.
Is he officially suspending his campaign?
2 weeks.
That's what he said, yeah.
2 weeks to sell the book.
Sterling says...
By the way, excuse me, what's in the book? What's the book about?
Naked pictures of Trump.
Oh, good. Okay.
You mean him without his hair?
Right.
I keep going, Kenny.
Sterling says the election is in November 2016. Today it's October 2015. The primaries are a month away, so who cares?
Right.
Besides, who actually takes any politician seriously? If you do, I'll be sure to say a prayer for you.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about this last night in the car. How ridiculous it is. This goes on and on and on. And all it is fodder for the news media, sell papers, get people to watch television programs. It is asinine what we do in the name of political control. And it just... it's a sickness almost. It's just it's just crazy.
It's just a distraction.
Yeah.
It's a sickness.
Real. The real stuff. Yeah. All right, what else, Kenny? Let's keep distracting ourselves.
Regarding the debate from the other night, John says, I couldn't stay awake. It was too long and too boring.
That's why Trump and Carson said, you want to have a debate at CNBC? Swell. 2 hours, that's it. We're out after that. Go ahead.
Another John says the takeaway he had was that no one called anyone else stupid or a loser.
Mm-hmm. It was patently obvious. Never mind, that was rude.
Yeah, well, then Joe Biden wasn't there. Is this a campaign strategy, by the way?
Campaigns have become blood sports, I'm afraid.
What is there about Joe Biden that is necessary at this point? I mean, Hillary Clinton seemed to have drawn a line in the sand after Tuesday night. I don't see any point for Joe Biden to get into this. Anybody disagree with me?
I would agree with that. I mean,
I'm not sure there was a point before.
Maybe you're right about that.
Yeah, but aren't you a little tired of going, Willie or won't he?
Yeah, it was just foolish.
And, you know, you get to a point
where...
Well,
did anybody really do that? Other than his family, maybe?
Mm-hmm. The news does. That's for
sure.
Yeah,
but the news, you know, look, if nothing's going on,
That's all there is. There's nothing going on, so let's create something.
Like 2 months ago, I was like, oh, this would be interesting. And then I'm like, all right, whatever, move along.
All right, what else, Kenny?
CNN had, on the day of the debate, they kept showing footage of that extra podium.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making it into a story. There's still time. He could, and showing maps, he could go here and get on Air Force 2 and fly in. And it was like the Malaysian airliner all over again.
Well, there were no Russian missiles to shoot it down. All right, what else?
Maya says it was all Hillary and a little bit of Bernie. And who were the other people?
All right, you can say that for the Republicans as well. All right, anything else unusual? It's all good, the same sort of stuff?
I don't know how unusual it is. One more. George says, each and every vote for Hillary is tantamount to another nail in the coffin of America.
Really?
Oh, jeez.
That's silly, but it was interesting that people think that. I've said that about Obama, and so we're still fighting against we're fighting a good fight to try to not necessarily survive, but just kind of discount the things that he, but other politicians say. We're going to get out of Afghanistan. The first thing I do when I get into office, out of Afghanistan. Hello. 5,000 troops still there and are staying there. Well, we didn't know that the situation would exist, and yada, yada. It's all bunch of hooey. All right, so let me get to something that maybe you'll find more important and compelling. The status of mental health in America and what it's costing us, not just in terms of those who need help, who are of all ages, but what's happening to us as we age, and what our minds, if they were healthy earlier in our lives, what happens when dementia or Alzheimer's sets in. I have a cousin who is 70, he's 78, 79. He told me 4.5 years ago that he was beginning to get signs of dementia. Knew it. Had been to all kinds of specialists. The guy who could afford the best and who produced, is a guy, again, started a business from nothing and did very well with it. Wonderful guy. He's the son of my namesake, Dudley, who's the commander of the Wahoo. And so with him and some other information that I put together this week comes a startling fact. If you or someone in your family comes down with dementia or Alzheimer's, the cost for treating you, if you are average, if you have a quote-unquote average case of dementia, $730,000. The time when you get it to the time when you pass away.
Well,
that's how much it will deplete your
bank. But part of that depends. I mean, the whole thing about Alzheimer's is it doesn't kill you.
No.
Your body remains intact.
You just keep going.
Your sense of self, basically, what we would probably view as personality or soul, is what is eroded. Your lungs do fine. Your heart usually does
fine. Your soul is gone. You don't have a soul anymore. You're
so
gone.
So the question is, how long are we talking about? If you're talking about $750,000, which is $250,000, obviously, over a period of 5 years, that's a huge amount of money. If you're talking about over a period of 30 years, it's obviously significantly less money. So, and we, you know, I saw Gin Game last night with Cicely Tyson and James Earl Jones.
Right.
She's 90. He's 84. But it's set in...
Is James Earl Jones that old? Wow.
Mm-hmm. And they were both fantastic. But it's set in housing for the elderly. It's and neither of them are really... Both of them have problems, but neither of them are... And the idea... Alzheimer's, by definition, is pre-senile dementia. The idea that we'll all be... We'll all have memory issues. We'll all have somewhat dementia issues.
We do now,
some age.
Yeah, we have
some more than others. But the idea is that Alzheimer's, when it was first discovered, was in like 40 and 50 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
And so we misdiagnose and we mislabel. But the issue is, as we were talking about earlier, whether you're talking about the Spinners or Cicely Tyson or any of us, we're living longer. And we can expect to have some deterioration as we get older. So how do we deal with it? How do we and we know elder abuse is a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're those of us who are were viewed as the silver tide, us boomers, are just overwhelming all sorts of systems.
Yep.
And
yeah.
We're
break
not really
bank.
Dealing with it very well.
Mm-hmm. And maybe our own bank. All right. So I wanted to put that into a box. Here's something else when it comes to getting older that's happening more and more and more. And I, for one, am happy to see this particular lawsuit. Many of you don't know the story of Rafe Esquith, who is one of the best teachers in Los Angeles County Schools, in California, maybe in the country. He got fired at the end of the school
61.
Year.
Yeah.
61. He filed a lawsuit not only on his own behalf, but on behalf of 2,000 teachers who in the L.A. school system have been fired.
Yeah.
And the older teachers are now realizing that the reason this systematically is happening is so they don't have to pay pensions to these people. They come up with some witch hunt, some way of discrediting the teacher. You're at 64 a year before you retire. You're fired. And it is more than outrageous, especially when there are good teachers that are involved. There are a lot of bad teachers. L.A. has got plenty of bad teachers. Oof. Look at the dropout rate. But they also have some great teachers. The big systems seem to attract the best and worst. Maybe it's like that in any regard, police, fire, public servants in general. But I'll tell you, this is a damnable outrage. And I hope that this guy wins, frankly.
Well, and if he wins, it's going to be cataclysmic.
Well, but the system is so geared, they've so rigged the system and screwed it up by promising so many things. And why should you retire at 30 or 32 years when you got another 10 or 15 good years in you? Well, he didn't want to retire.
Not only the school system, it's also police.
Yeah,
fire.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
It's every place.
Yeah.
What if, though, they're just broke and they need to get out the garbage, and they're finally getting rid
Fine,
of
get rid of the garbage,
teachers.
But don't throw the good ones out with the bad ones.
How do we know that this guy's not one of the bad ones?
No, this guy's a good one.
You know that.
Yeah, I do know that. Okay. I followed him. Jennifer will tell you the same thing.
They've said misconduct, which is a non... I don't know what that means. But, I mean, the idea is that the tenure, in the system of tenure in and of itself, there should be some criteria that everybody understands that, in fact, does weed out the good teachers from the bad. In New York, we have a system where somebody's accused of sexual misconduct,
yeah,
let's say.
Right.
They can't fire them. They take them and they put them and they pay their salary. Mm. And there's something called, I think it's called the rubber room or something.
Well,
and there are hundreds of people there that we're paying salary who should not be teaching and probably should be in jail.
Well, look at the guy in Los Angeles. This is the thing that really is so incredible. Remember last year, the guy who took his sperm and put it into cookies and gave it to his kids in class? They couldn't fire the guy. We've got that as opposed to this kind of reality. The lawyers make you sick. I had my acupuncturist this week. Let's see how ungraphic I can be with this. This lady is very, very good. She's a very smart woman. And so, you take off your clothes and you have a little skirt on, and she's putting needles in here and there. And she patted my rear end to figure out where the needles would go. And then she said, "Oh, I apologize. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that." And I said, "What do you mean?" Well, she said that one of her clients is a lawyer, and she said, "You're always just one pat away from a lawsuit." And I thought to myself, what kind of person would think, as you're putting the needles in and finding the place to put it, that would be some sort of sexual transgression? What warped way of thinking have we come to that sort of thing is reality? And it is. I could see where somebody would pull a stunt like that. And so you just wonder how it is that we think and why we think the way we think. What have we brought ourselves around to? It's kind of sad. And it starts with going back to these people that are really good at their jobs, that are really good teachers, that sort of thing. We chase them out because we don't have money to pay them. But yet somebody who puts sperm in the cookies that he bakes for his kids and gives them to school, you can't fire him. Is there an explanation for this? Probably not. It's good to know, though, that everybody's being very quiet.
Well, I'm not sure what the response is.
I know. Maybe there isn't a response.
Yeah. As I said before, there needs to be obvious, clear criteria for what makes a good teacher. The tenure
too
is
damn many
that
lawyers.
Probably doesn't work very well.
49 at the hour. Good day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Fall is here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program. or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
The legendary Dr. Joel Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
When I came up here for my interview, it was as though I'd been here before. I mean, we all have moments of deja vu, but this was ridiculous. It was almost as though I knew what was going to be around every corner. I just want to stay here forever.
Starting our annual campaign to run up to Halloween with Halloween movies in the focus here on Movie Moments. And so this is from The Shining. Can't mistake Jack Nicholson's voice, right? What'd you say? You have to speak up here, Joy, in order to be heard.
Jack Nicholson, the voice.
Yeah. This is Ray Noble, the Ray Noble Orchestra. It's all forgotten now. This is from The Shining. This is one of the, I don't go to these kind of movies. I know, Chuck, you do, and Joy, you like to go see these sort of...
No, I hate these kind of movies.
But you go see them.
Well, yeah, but I sit on the aisle. My hands are over my face for most of it. You know,
I did a one-week retro of The Shining last year at my community theater, and it's a gorgeous remastered DCP, and this is one of the most amazing movies you'll ever see in a movie theater.
Because?
Because it's just a visually hypnotic experience. It's just, it's not meant for a small TV. It's meant for a movie screen, that film. And it elevated my respect so much more for that movie, watching it in a movie theater, than it ever did watching it at home on a television.
Chuck, have you seen the documentary about The Shining where people have hidden meanings in it?
No, I didn't see it. I know it's available. It's available on DVD. Yeah, I like to see it.
It's fantastic. You'll really love it, especially if you already love The Shining. It's really interesting.
Okay.
Well, you gotta understand, Joy. Doug has no interest in this cool stuff. So
no, I'm not interested. You know.
All right. Well, so we should talk about the movies he'll like, which is the Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah. All right. So we'll get to that in a moment. Movie moments. Chuck Curry is going to. Joy goes to see as part of her gig. She goes to see a lot of movies, and so there's a nice camaraderie between the two of them here when Joy is on. Chuck has the overview, the previews, if you will, of movies coming out this weekend. In just a moment here on Good Day.
Highlighted contours, smoky eyes, and matte lips are the hot makeup trends this fall. Beauty expert and celebrity makeup artist Mickey Williams has tips for how you can do this must-have look at home.
The most talked about technique is called strobing. It's for highlighting contours to the face. I start with Lancôme Genifique Serum as a base in their Le Duo for the natural, youthful glow.
The new trend for eyes and lips?
Smoky eyes are hot this season. Lancôme's Audacity in Paris palette has a variety of shades from peach to gray for any skin tone, any occasion, any time of the day. Complete the look with Le Absolu Velour Liquid Lipstick.
And this month you can look good while doing good too.
I'm thankful to be partnering again with Lancôme's Moments of Happiness campaign to benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital starting October 16th through the 24th at Dillard's, and then nationwide from October 18th to the 24th. Lancôme will donate $1 for every transaction at any Lancôme makeup counter or at LancômeUSA.com.
To learn more about Lancôme's Moments of Happiness campaign, visit Lancôme-USA.com.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have to look forward to this weekend at the movie theater?
It's like three movies open nationwide, Doug. The Steven Spielberg movie Bridge of Spies, starring Tom Hanks, which is getting really good reviews.
That's good.
Expected to gross around $20 million, probably on its way to $100 million since the reviews are so good. The big screen version of the children's books Goosebumps opens nationwide with actor Jack Black and horror film Crimson Peak. You know, a couple movie news stories of interest. Yesterday it was announced that 20th Century Fox is proposing a Die Hard prequel, which would have Bruce Willis's John McClane character bookend the beginning and the end, and a young actor playing the role of John McClane in a prequel story set in 1979 New York City. Personally, I don't like that idea, but it looks like they might go ahead and do it. Les Weissman, who did Live Free or Die Hard, is attached to direct. I actually like that film. He's a respectable director, but no John McTiernan. Star Wars The Force Awakens, Doug, tickets go on sale this Monday. I saw the running time in a press release, 2 hours and 16 minutes for that film. And Warner Brothers announced its Godzilla King Kong lineup. King Kong Skull Island 2017, Godzilla 2 2018, and King Kong Doug vs. Godzilla 2020. I'll be 55 by then, so I'm not going to really...
It'd be like going to see Joy Brown versus Roberta Fasanelli in the movies.
That should be a good one.
All right, Chuck, good job.
Smackdown.
It's are we at 59 past the hour, Richie?
No, you still have about 25
really?
Seconds.
Really? So, yeah. I missed the line.
I can make it feel like it.
I got one, Doug.
Go ahead, Chucker.
Christopher Lloyd said in an interview he'd be very open to doing a Back to the Future 4. I don't think it'll ever happen, but boy, I'd love to see it.
You can't do it. You couldn't really do it and get away with it with Michael. What do you call it? But yeah, but maybe I think that'd be...
He could be in it.
Yeah, I suppose he could, cameo-wise, yeah.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.